And Debris, experts in business, leadership, and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We are in and we are up and running. Oh, yes, we are running. We are sprinting. We are Usain Bolting today because I have an amazing guest for us. Happy days. Welcome, listeners, to UK Health Radio. You are listening to Paul Rees banging into your eardrums. Absolutely. Let's get that earworm out and get you listening because we have something fantastic for you this week, as we do every week. But you know what? This week is a bit of a shine and glide and all about PR. Yes, we are PRing into you and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more because there is so much to the guest we have on today. But here's the thing. We're on a double take. Being that the last time we did the show, it didn't record. I mean, come on. But I've got a brand, well, it's not brand new, Mike. It's been new for a while, but it's all plugged in. Looks like my levels are good. Everything's blasting out there. So today, and guess what? I am recording. Because sometimes I've done a show and not even recorded. It's like, I don't know what happens. But when I turned, how old am I? 50-something, I think. 56, apparently. So when I turned, actually way before 56, things started to go a little bit kind of clunky. Head, bladder, you name it, it started happening. And they do say, I remember they say, wait till you get that age, you'll have to go to the loo pretty quickly. Yeah, really you do. And I've seen Deb, my good lady, sometimes she's like, Paul, I got to go for a wee. And she's like, Usain Bolt et. Run into the toilet because these things do happen. I mean, should I really have shared it? I have. There it is. It's out there, listeners. Do what you want with it. Prep yourself for your 50s. That's what I say. But do all. Enjoy them because they are amazing. I love where I am in life. Yes, I do, actually. I love where I am in life. And talking about that, where you are in life really matters. And if you meet the right person that understands where you are in life, and grabs that concept of who you are and pushes it out to the world, then you don't just become who you are, you become what they love about you. But there's not many people that can get that what they love about you. Not many people can see that in people. There's lots of claim they can get you out there, put you on stage and make you something amazing. And all of a sudden, you're done. Your shelf life is about 5.6 seconds. But if you meet an individual that can see into a person and sees not just what it is you're good at, but sees what you feel. When you meet that kind of person, then presents you out there into an emotional, spiritual, into a package that can benefit the lives of people, to benefit the lives of other people, then you know you've met the right PR person. And that's what I have in front of me today in my screen. I'm going to present you the wonderful, the amazing, the brilliant Arm Golhar. Thank you for coming on my show today, girl.
Thank you, Paul, for your beautiful introduction and your words and having me on your show again.
I know. It's our double take and I've done all the apologies, but I've got the right kit on today. But firstly, here's the thing. You go back a long way. And what I mean by that is you started very young.
I mean,
I have a year, girl, at 22, you were already an entrepreneur thriving into what we're going to say is, you know, the awards, recognition. These things happened for you so early in life.
They did. I started my first business when I was 22 years old. I think, you know, for me, it wasn't a planned journey, Paul. It just all happened. And, you know, you look back and you just think, okay, it's all part of the journey and it's part of the learning. And I feel I went into the hardest industry to begin with, to prepare me for life and for business, which was the best learning and the best teaching. Wow.
And what was that industry, girl?
So I had a global manufacturing business,
Wow.
which was a 360 consultancy. So my background stems from going to art school, specializing in knitwear for fashion and working with designers at Fashion Week. And I then worked with one of my first mentors, who had a knitwear consultancy business, and I was with him for about a year.
Wow.
And then a lot of my friends at the same time were saying, "Hey, we want to start brands. Can you get us samples? Oh, you know how to get these into stores." And it just became a whole 360 business where we were working with a brand, taking on, looking at how they wanted to grow and develop, what they wanted to create. We then started creating their samples in our factories, getting their samples, working with buyers, whether it was, if it was a low-end brand, it might be something like Topshop or Arcadia Group, or to something like, Harrods, or Selfridges. So we're working with buyers across whatever different sectors there were, getting their brands into stores, then getting the orders in and doing the orders in the factory, wherever it was getting manufactured, we were then bringing and shipping everything in,
I
whether
mean
it was flight shipment.
that's pretty intense, at that age. One, to be putting yourself into a culture of entrepreneurial life, let's say, at that age. And I'm going to say this, dare I, being a woman also, but I'm going to say it anyway, because there must have been pushback or challenges for you to be taken seriously, for one.
I never had, or either I just never processed that there was a challenge as a woman. I think I faced ageism.
Oh, wow.
I didn't face, maybe because I was sitting behind the screen at that point, So I think for me, there was more ageism rather than the gender situation going on. I think from day dot, from 18, 19, I was always buying and hustling things. Like I would have, friends that would give me a whole box of jumpers that would be like, "Hey, we've got a whole box of Ralph Lauren jumpers. Can you shift these? Can you sell these?" And I'd be like, "Oh yeah," and I'd use it as a challenge. So it wasn't I was always kind of in that mind frame. So I already had that sort of mindset already. And then when I started the business, I had to do a lot of learning. I had to do a lot of learning, even though I had, worked with my mentor for over a year and a half, and he was quite elderly, which is why, he took a step back and retired. And he was like, "Look, you've got a business, just go, continue, And it was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I set shop in a studio in Putney at the time. And, I remember once we had an order where the factory had, I think this may have been for Harrods. It was a very small order. It was like probably 200, 300 units of cardigans. And they had slightly put the button an inch higher and they didn't accept the order. And I remember I had everyone in that studio just literally bringing that button further down. What, yeah, like just using a measuring tape. So it's like there was a lot of learning, a lot of learning to the point where even shipments would come in late because of the weather, which was not in your control. And then you'd have to deal with, the buyers and stuff. So it was not, it was a very interesting industry. It was one of the hardest. And I would even go and sit in factories and be in factories for 3 months on end when I had some big orders come in. And I was like, "Oh my God, I need to be there. I need to oversee this."
So let me come in there, because you talk about ageism, but I also want to talk about the advantage of you being young, which is you have a high level of stamina. Because what the workload that you talk about here, the mental, physical, emotional workload that you were in at that age, do you find that being young was an advantage, or being young just created more learning curves at 20, 18, 19, 20, being an entrepreneur?
It gave me the biggest learning curves in life. And that's where I had my burnout at the age of 28, 29. I didn't even know what burnout was at that age. I was just like, "What the, I'm not, that was a long time ago. I've been in the industry for nearly 20 years. It's a long time." And to have a burnout at that young, like people don't get burnouts at that age. But I did. And then I wanted to avoid that moving forward in my life. And I think that's why I'm such a big advocate about balance in life and burnout. And a year ago, my TEDx talk came out and I spoke it about balance and burnout because burnout is on the rise. And a lot of people don't understand what it is.
It's
And there
exactly
are
right.
more, there are statistics for showing and sharing that more women are having burnouts.
And that is a warning sign in itself, because effectively a woman is naturally designed with more endurance than a man, because it because of baby bearing and all that that comes with being a female. I've experienced burnout. Mine was about 15 years ago, and it flatlined me. I was 3 months of my life was gone, and I've also been aware that since then, burnout can come back, because it's not so much an illness, it's a habit. Because when you're a triple A type personality, which is what you are, burnout is something will always be ready to jump in if you give it the opportunity to. And that's my experience. But here's the thing, is that your speaker, your media voice, guest lecturer, mentor, strategist, of course, founder of Abstract PR, which we're going to talk about as we go through the show. Your list is pretty endless. I can keep going on and on and on. What you've covered in this short space of time generally might take another entrepreneur 2 lifetimes. And that's quite a bit to squash in. But did you find that venturing into business so early in life, do you feel that you missed on life, or do you feel this is added value to your life?
There's two ways about it. There's two things I can say. I can say I missed out on life, in terms of, a lot of my friends in their 20s, they were going out partying, dating, meeting their partners, and it wasn't what I was doing, but that's okay. I think for me, I have an acceptance of this is what my life was supposed to be, and this is where I am, and where I am is not going to be the same as everyone else. And everyone's journey in this life is so different, and there is no comparison. And I accept that I have been given this life.
Oh wow, that's incredible. And again, I just want to talk
And
about
you don't,
you.
yeah. And you have to accept every single bit for you have to accept the challenges, the tough bits, the happy, the highs and the lows, because that's what makes you. And that strength,
I find that quite unique. You're only 38 years of age, and
No,
only.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm gonna be a really big number this year.
Oh, really? So you're hitting the 40?
Yeah.
But that's still only 40. Girl, I got 16 years on you. Do you know what I mean? You're still only 40. So you're still young in life.
Yeah,
And
I
you
am.
are, but you have a very mature approach to it. You really do. And because what I mean, I say that if we talk about, the 20-year-olds now, they're brought up with social media, they've been exposed to philosophies in life far greater than what we were at 20, what I was at 20. And if you go back, 18 years for you, or 20 years for you, there wasn't the reach of information that we can get now. We didn't have, AI and all those things. So for you to be preaching the philosophies you are now at 40, is quite profound, I feel anyway. It really is. And because again, there's your publications, radio, TV, you through your talks and things, there's a wide reach for you. And when you decided to go into business, was the entrepreneurial life for you more so of you wanna be there to help people grow, or was it's about your growth in the sense of, I want to be successful, my name's Amgola, I'm doing this for me? Or did you just naturally feel, actually, what I'm doing is learning from me so I can give to others?
I think it was very different when I started. The business just happened at, when I was 22. It wasn't like I'd planned to have a business. It had just happened, and I just went with it. And During my 20s, I was very, very lucky to have been headhunted by Burberry at the same time to help build
Wow.
their children's wear business, for 7 months, as well as working with, very huge retailers. I also had my own brand with ASOS, which was an exclusive, making me the first British Asian female to have an exclusive with them at the time. They were the biggest online retailer at that point. So I dressed people like David Gandy, and I'd been in Vogue, and so on. So, I'd done that kind of life. But coming back to your question, when I had my burnout at 28, 29, you question life, and it's a lot. You question life because what I'd been doing when I started the business, it was chasing paper, which was chasing the money to be successful, not thinking that what, and not understanding what success actually really is. Success can mean so many different things to people. And you start and everyone's very like hungry, you want to make your millions, you want to make, it was kind of all of that. That's the mindset I was in. After having my burnout, the mindset had changed because it was like my health is more important to me. My health equals my happiness. Working as I did and having a burnout did not make me happy.
I can so resonate with that so well. I chased the money for a long time and felt the money was my identity in business and what was going to, of course, create for a very healthy life. And you're right, burnout teaches you a lot about yourself. I learned more about myself, and I think that when you're young coming into business, as you were, I mean, I was a little older, but it didn't make any difference because I was very immature in myself, as most men are. I found that I didn't have any money alignment. I was chasing what was really envy, money envy. So I was envious of those that I saw on LinkedIn in those days. Of where you saw rich people, you saw people be successful, and I found that I was just chasing money envy. So I wasn't looking to make money for purpose. I was looking at making money for self-worth, and that just kind of flatlined. And do you think that that's where you were? It was filling your worth rather than filling a purpose.
No, I wanted to be successful at that age. I wanted to have, no, I'm going to say at the time, maybe we think it's materialistic stuff, but actually, no, it's life and the things that we thought would make us happy. Does that make sense? I think for me, I have always been from day dot, always an integral, honest person and maybe an overgiver. So the overgiving and making sure that honesty was always there allowed the no boundaries, which allowed me to work all the time because I had factories all over the world, so my time zones were everywhere. China, Peru, Europe, wherever it was, Turkey. So I was on different time zones, so it didn't matter. So for me, it wasn't.
Did
Sorry,
you
what was it?
find that you become addicted to the demand on you? You become addicted to the chase, addicted to the whole excitement of growth.
I think at that time it was the responsibility I had, so I never want to let anyone down. And I've always had that instilled in me, or maybe that's just my characteristics as a person. And of course, when I started Abstract PR, nearly like 8, 9 years ago, the foundation was very much about creating, making sure I had those boundaries in place. And after you have a burnout, you create boundaries 100% because you're like, okay, I'm not going, because you don't want to go through it again, Paul. You take that time out to recharge yourself again. And it's kind of like, okay, I had the burnout because I was in overwhelm, because I was working constantly 24/7. I was like a robot. So when you don't stop, what's going to happen? You're going to have a burnout and you stop enjoying the stuff that you enjoy. I never enjoyed the manufacturing side of things. I hated the shipment side of things because that was a tough job. It was not an easy job, especially as a woman.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. And when we think about this, what I want you to think about, listeners, is, Arm talks about the early days here and how it seasoned this lovely lady as an entrepreneur to who she is now, which we're going to dive into after this commercial year. So come back with us, because we're going to dive into really what created Arm into bringing to the world, this beautiful abstract PR, what that looks like. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes or so. Happy days, man. Let's do this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, yes, and you were listening to Paul Rees on UK Health Radio. Welcome back. If you just join us, then ping back to the beginning, because you can't. That's modern technology. So you get the full story of this beautiful guest we have here today, Arm Gola, the founder of Abstract PR. But trust me, before that, there was a ton of stuff you want to listen to, because this lady has had a full-on career as well as enjoyed the benefits of a good burnout. Because if we haven't had a good burnout in life, do you know what I mean? We haven't done enough. But then also, if we have a burnout, we've done too much. What a contradiction, do you know what I mean? But that's just a fact, is where we are. But here's the thing is that I want to just touch into the PR industry. Now, this is going to sound a bit pointy, but I think you just need to get in there. Because I'm going to say something. I am very aware that there are individuals that will pay many tens of thousands of pounds, to a PR company to get them highlighted, staged, and presented, at a high level into, we could say, business media, into social communities. I'm talking about social platforms and things to raise their profile. But truth being, and I'll say this because I've interviewed many of them that have been sent to me from PR companies, and their products are just not ready. Or the product that's being pushed is so generic, and it's not niched in a way that justifies tens of thousands of pounds to be paid to sell something that effectively isn't ready. And that doesn't mean the product is not good, but when you're parting with that kind of money, I would have thought that a PR company would actually look at, okay, is this something that's we can justify invoicing? Let's be clear, your listeners, you have to get to a place where your product is truly aligned with you. That so the PR company can actually do their job correctly. And if a PR company is genuine and authentic, then they will know whether you're aligned or not. And I'm going to say, what I love about what is Abstract PR is, and you're a very spiritual person, you're very intuitive, and you're very aligned with yourself. And I know that I've interviewed many of your people, and their products are beautiful. They really are, because you help shape those with them.
Yeah.
Well, and that is something you don't see very often, because I don't know many PR companies that can also coach the way you do.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. No, that's a really nice compliment and feedback to have. And we are not your typical PR and media agency. As I've spoken on part one, my background is business and building businesses and brands and, having the whole 360 consultancy. So I understand what it takes to build a business as well as your services, your packages, your return of investment, all of that kind of stuff. And, I fell into the PR side of things when I decided to wrap up the manufacturing business, and I ended up consulting for one of the biggest infrastructure companies and working as head of media for them. So that was a journey with itself, but amazing projects I worked on. Mm-hmm. But going back to founding Abstract PR, I wanted to bring something, And you know, again, it just happened unintentionally. I never planned the business. There was a business that was around for 30, 40 years, and they just built their platform. It was an e-commerce shop, and you know, they had incredible and all of this kind of stuff. And they're like, hey, you know what? We're not getting any sales. What are we doing wrong? What is happening? So it was like, right, so it was going through a whole business strategy. Like, you guys are not even on social media. You haven't even got like a proper about a bio. It was just a very small kind of things like that. You know, when you go through a brand and business audit. So what I obviously brought to the table additionally was, right, okay, let's build the business strategy, but let's also get you out there. Then that comes in. That's where the PR and the media strategy comes in. And you know, the thing is, when you have a brand or a business or a product to sell, the purpose of you getting out there is to build a return of investment at the same time. And that's why when we do work with anyone on a management side of things to build their brand and business, we don't work with everyone because one, we might not feel they are integral. We only work with integral and honest individuals and brands and businesses. And secondly, a strategy is required. So if you want to take that next step and you are serious about building that brand and that business, that's where I then come in and I work with the individual to work on a strategy. I will never, ever tell a client who they should be or what they should be because everyone internally knows their authentic self and their truth. What I do is I just help pull that out of them. And that's when we create some beautiful positioning of what their core messages are and their messages that they already knew. It was just jumbled around in their head. I just pull it all out of them and then we create a beautiful strategy. And once our strategy is done, life starts flowing. Business is easy. It's just getting the foundation correct.
I
And a
love
lot of
that.
people don't have that foundation. And then once our strategy is complete, we then know who we're targeting and who we're approaching and putting that client in front of, whether that is TV, whether that, you know, that is certain publications and so on. But at the same time, you know, going back to something that you said about, you know, they don't know what their services are or they don't know what what they're selling. We will make sure once a client comes on board with us, you know, work with us on a strategy, one of the biggest things is what are you selling? What are your packages? Because what we don't want is, oh, we've invested in you and we haven't got anything out of it. No. We want you to get a return of investment because you then continue working with us. You know, I don't know if you've had one of our clients on the show, but I won't mention her name, but we've been working with her from day dot from before, the last 8 years since we first started. And she's still with us now.
Wow.
Isn't that saying something?
Is that a signature in itself, girl, for sure.
You know, we've worked with the most incredible individuals who have received OBEs, who have done TED Talks, who have, you know, and the beautiful thing about all of this, Paul, is they add their value and they're sharing to that audience that they need to continue adding value to. And it continues to circulate. Like we're helping them, they're helping someone else in a wider audience. And it's just beautiful. You
I
know, like,
love that. I love
yeah.
that, Anne, because you're talking about, for me, you're talking about life currency there, where we add value into the
All
emotional
energy.
economy.
Yeah, it's all
I love
energy.
that. But here's what I want to say to our listeners is that, you know, what did you hear in that message? Because here's what I heard is that Amgola's abstract PR is about flow PR, not mechanical PR. It's
Yeah.
about, you know, for you said there, Paul, it's about flow. When they come and work with us, we look for the flow of who they are rather mechanically just try and build something to create an invoice. And that to me is like music to my ears because it tells me then, Arm, that you work personally with these people.
Do and it's a journey. Like when they come on board as management clients, it's a journey we go on with them, and that's a beautiful thing to see where they've come from to where they've got to. And like, you know, let's say it's 2, 3, 4 years time, and it's sometimes it's like, oh wow, you know what? When you go on even that person's social media however many years ago, they've built that following. They're now a TV person. You know, they're known and they're respected. You like. they're just a completely whole different person. But
Wow.
that also means you need to be truly aligned to who you are, Paul. You know,
There.
and I think you've got to have that integrity of the work that you're doing and the services that you're selling and whatever that product or that brand is. And I think that is the true thing about business. As long as your intentions are pure and you know you want to serve people, that's fine. It will come. You know, there's over 8 billion people in the world, and I always say this. We're not going to attract everyone. We're like Marmite, right? So either they're going to hate us or they're going to love us. And, you know, we're always going to attract our tribe to work with. Not everyone's going to work with Ant-Man or Abstract PR, and that's okay. There's
Yeah.
enough other people that might be the right people for you.
Yeah.
And whoever wants to work with us, that's, we're the right people for them. So
Wow.
we're mirrors of who we attract.
Do you think that there's a lot of, I'm going to say, under brand. So a lot of people are branded themselves incorrectly because they don't know how to. We're going to say that less people work with a PR company than actually, so it's not a first choice that people make. Oh, I'm going to open a business. Boom, let me go to a PR company. So effectively, they're underbranding themselves, or they've branded themselves completely the wrong shape. Because most people, when you put them in a room and say, okay, give me 60 seconds to tell me exactly what you are, don't know how to fill those 60 seconds correctly. And they'll deliver a message so vague, so messy that you can't figure it out. And trust me, I've been there, and sometimes I'm still there myself. Because there's so many feathers to my bow. It's like, which one, Paul? Get a grip. And I've been talking about that this week, where it's like, okay, I have to actually get a grip of which one I am, because there's so many. And I think people dive from one idea to the next because one didn't quite work. So they think going to a new one, which means they're rebranding themselves to public all the time. It's an invisible brand because they've not done it correctly, but everybody's trying to look at them and think, well, what are you? What are you? And I've fallen into that trap. Trust me, it's so easy to get in it.
And you know, I'm laughing because these are the people who we work with, because it's like, oh, but I don't know if I should be this or I should be. And the thing is, you are all those things. So it's just like, let's incorporate it all together. And that's what we end up doing. It's like, right, let's create a title, let's create the synopsis and make sure everything's in there.
Wow.
These are all of your services or whatever it is that you offer. So
Yeah.
that's massive thing that I look at. And you know, I think sometimes when people start businesses as well, they look at, oh, that person's doing really, really well. Maybe I should do that. Or maybe that business looks easy. And it's kind of like copying them in a weird way, but actually they're not being true to their own authentic self. So
Oh.
that's where that's not going to work. You know, so it's about actually, hang on, be true to yourself. You know, be authentic, be you. And you know, one of the things I really believe is that people don't learn themselves and know who they are. And that's where, you know, another thing that I've trained in and I teach people is psychometrics.
Yeah.
Psychometrics is a little bit, you know, of like I'm a dominant D, I is an influencer, S is stability, T is conscientious. Like we're actually all four of them. And you know this as well because you know all about this, right? So it's like personality types. We're all four of them, but we have a truth, like an inner hierarchy, and we have a adaptable. So it's kind of like, hang on, do people really know who they are? Are they really doing the jobs that they should be doing?
Oh,
And you know, and
wow.
sometimes people are in jobs that they absolutely hate because they just want that paycheck. But actually realizing, hang on, I might be doing an admin job, but actually I'm a salesperson and I like talking to people, but I'm sitting here behind a desk and I'm doing admin work that I absolutely hate.
Yeah. Wow. I love what
So
you said, Dan.
that's simple.
And I love the way you said that, people need to learn themselves. I
Yeah.
mean, Am, that's such a powerful insight you dropped into our radio show there, listeners. I mean, think about that. Listeners, just say that to myself. Have I learned myself? And the truth being, a chunk of the SME world are running businesses that don't align with them. They haven't learned themselves. And something you said there, Am, and I just want to bring it back in, listeners, which is, you said that so many people are copying another person. assuming that they can do as well as that person has done in that business. But that person in that business is doing something that's aligned to them. And that's why they're successful, because nature buys from alignment, not from forced success. That's the reality of life currency and the emotional economy. Again, you know, abstract PR girl. Daniel, you've got this nailed. You've got this nailed, you have. Listen, do me a favor. Call me out your website and your email, please, Lev.
So my personal website is www.amgolhar.com. And if you want to have a look at, you know, abstract PR, that's www.abstractpr.com. And anyone can get in contact with me, you know, on any of my handles, which is just Amgolhar, AmGolhar, or just drop me an email, which is am@abstractpr.com.
Perfect. And listeners, all those social media connections will go out with the radio show, obviously. But we go into, after our commercial in a couple of minutes, we're going to call those out again in case you missed them. So pen and paper's ready, because Am is going to do the honors. But you also, I'm going to come back and, you know, I don't want to exhaust this, but I just want to kind of finish this section off with this industry that, do you feel that, Now when we think about social media, YouTube, Instagram, you know, earning platforms, paid platforms that you can actually become successful on, do you think that because this has now become more common, that more and more people are turning to a PR company to sort of do things for them? Or do you think that you guys are still having to prove yourselves over and over?
I think we've been doing social media. Actually, it's really interesting. We started the agency with both social media and PR, but predominantly social media heavy. And now it's kind of like the PR and media heavy. And, you know, so clients that do not have the time to do social media, because let's face it, social media is a full-time job within itself that people do not understand. Some people get it, and some people are just like, oh, I can't be bothered to have it. But it's a full-time job within itself. But it's got a massive earning potential. Yeah. And, you know, let's say if a client is on TV, you're going to have someone going to their Instagram instead of their website automatically. Yeah. And they're going to look, oh, how many followers do they have? Or how active are they? So people now rather go to someone's Instagram handle than their website.
Wow, it's insane, isn't it? It's insane.
So it is 100% needed. And, you know, it actually depends on your audience. Where are your audience sitting at, the age of your audience? And that's where I think, you know, people have to understand that social media is also a business. Social media is not a scrolling and fun platform for your friends and family. It is for business. And it is to continue building your business, whether it's like, okay, let me add value to people. Yeah. Let me build that rapport. Let me build that trust. That is where you are going to build that fan base. This is where you build that connection with people. You know, if obviously you're doing it in an integral way, they're going to want to be like, okay, that person's actually honest and true, and I want to work with them. Because a website's not going to sell itself. Even if you have a business and you are the founder of a business is not going to sell itself. And this is where times are changing, Paul. Trends are changing. You know, we started this agency with working with experts and thought leaders in the industry, working with people. We're a people-based agency, as well as doing, you know, book campaigns and brand campaigns if there's a product launch or whatever it is. That comes secondary. But our first is working with experts, because that is where they need to sell themselves.
Yeah.
And that then drives into the traffic of the business, because I'm not going to want to work with your business, Paul, unless I know and I see you. I'm going to want to work with Paul. And if I know Paul is an integral guy, I'm like, you know what? I like what he does. He told me what he does. I need this for my business. I'm then going to work with you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I don't know your business.
Wow. Let me jump in there, because we're going to have to dive into this last commercial. I'm already late running in my end, though, not yours. And we'll be back, listeners, in about 2 minutes. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. Exposed Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Oh yes, happy days, and you with myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio. And what a show it's been, and still is, may I say. We're not finished yet, that's for sure. If you just join us, hi, and where have you been? Come on, we just hit our second commercial, get back to the beginning, because trust me, there are some amazing golden nuggets in this show from a golden girl that has just come with modern mediumship ideas, heart, spirituality, and everything that comes with a great person. I'm Gola. Thank you again. How do we get hold of you, love? What are your contact details?
You can just contact me on all my platforms, whether it's social media, my website. It's just I'm Gola, which is A for Alpha, M for Mike, G-O-L-H-A-R. So, yeah, Instagram, my website, my LinkedIn, all of that.
Happy days. And there it is. And also, listeners, of course, all those social media handles will be with the show underneath. Grab them, go there, find Am and her team. Abstract PR is the PR place to be. I'm thinking about that. So let's kind of create a scenario. I've come to you and you've kind of done your research, you've done your assessment. You said, Paul, yeah, we can work with you. Where do I go from there? What does that look like in a kind of story?
So how that looks like is once you say, right, want to work with you, we'll have a call. We'll book in a little consultation call with me and the team. And, you know, we'll kind of have a little understanding of what you want to achieve. What are those objectives? And we kind of said, okay, yep, cool, we can work with you. Or we might just say, actually, you know what, Paul, you're not the right fit for us. We can't help you. So we'll be very honest after that conversation. And if we are happy to work with you, the next step would be a strategy session. And that's something that would be done with me, because one of the things that we don't do is we don't work with a management client and not have a strategy in place. And we want to make sure that our clients are all aligned with their truth, their authentic self, their title, their positioning, their core messages. Because the issue is there when we're putting, like, you know, we don't want our clients to constantly be rebranding themselves every 2-3 months. And 1 minute they're this person, the second minute they're this person. No, we want that consistency.
Yeah.
We want that consistency of this is their title. This is who they are. These are their core messages, you know? So that whole strategy entails, you know, it's a 4 to 5 hour strategy session with myself. And, you know, it's not just the little, oh yeah, the social media, it's everything. We go through it deep.
Yeah.
We go through your core statistics. We go through your whole background. We go through those objectives that you want to achieve. And we, you know, and a lot of, and I guess that's what makes us different, because we're not technically just PR, we're business. We want you to build that return of investment.
Wow.
We want you to make that money. You're investing in us. We want you to get that investment back. You know, and at the same time, it's like, do you have your packages clear? How much are you charging? Because if we're going to put you on a TV show, for instance, right, what's your giveaway? What are you going to give away? You know, what's that freebie? Where is it that they can go on your website and then they can do like a little quiz and they can get something out of it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like with me, I'm on your radio show right now. And if anybody wants to create a free PR profile, they can go to www.abstractpr.com and create a free media profile, and they'll also receive free media matches. Do you see what I mean?
Wow, yeah.
Like, you know, give something away to your clients for them to want to work with you. Make sure that your packages are clean, your prices are tight. Know what you're offering.
Wow, I love that. And I really do admire the fingerprint approach that you bring into your product, where you're kind of designing it to fit that person's sort of values, alignment, you know, authenticity, whatever you want to call it, purpose. It really depends on you. But I love that you kind of shape it into get the best out of, rather than force a person to shape into what is a mechanical way of selling someone. That's what's different here.
We don't work like that. And, you know, I know in the past there have been, you know, like, let's go into music artists. I know for a fact that, you know, when people get signed by labels, they have to, they turn them into something that they're not even, you know, and You know, I've ended up working with certain artists that have gone through that downfall when they have then been kicked off the label and they're trying to rediscover who they are
God
because,
bless.
you know, because the labels had created them into something that they were not and
Yeah.
had dealt with it and cared, like, you know, dealt with everything.
Yeah.
And now they're like, okay, crap, actually, who am I?
Yeah.
And you know what? We all go through this. It, regardless of whether it's a music artist, as individuals, we're going through chapters. You have your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. Things change, trends change, businesses change. Sometimes we're constantly rebranding ourselves. You know, maybe for 20 years we don't rebrand ourselves, but maybe 10 years later we might,
Yeah.
because actually our purpose has changed. Or actually we've decided we don't want to do that anymore, but we want to take things in a different direction. Now, how do I rebrand myself into this, you know? And I see it a lot, and we work with so many individuals that are at that stage where they did something when they were younger, and then now they've established something else, and now they, you know, might want to be, but this is the thing. People need to be the voices of their businesses and brands, because that's not going to sell itself. Where now in 2025, you've got AI, we've got ChatGPT. We need to move forward with everything that's trending.
Wow, and it is a lot to think about, and it is, it's a lot to think about. But here's the thing, listeners, you've got Abstract PR there for you with amazing Amgola pushing up the back end of that business from what is it, years of dedicated entrepreneurial experience. That is a vein running through a business that not many PR companies, if any, that I know that I actually don't know have that kind of vein running through it. It is, it's a golden vein. Thank you ever so much for coming on the show. It's been absolutely amazing. This lady, she's UK-based, London, but flitters from country to country. I love it, you know. Nothing like getting on the plane and going somewhere else and then coming back and all those beautiful things, that you do. And listeners, until this time next week, I'm going to say have an amazing week. Look at who you are. Let's listen to this. One of the best quotes I've heard for a long time from Arm was, "Learn yourself." Happy days, and I'll see you. Well, I won't see you. You'll hear from me this time next week, and I say bye for now, and boom!
Emotion.